So in mid-August, August 17th, DOLA switched to Bill.com, a new bill payment system. And from what I hear, that is definitely taking off. I talked to someone from the governor's office, and they said that in August, the state's part of the rental program is now paying five times the amount that it was paying in July. So it's going from paying out $5 million a week instead of $1 million. To give you some context there, half of the money was paid in August, so about $30
million. So on the report that I was looking at, places like Denver had only distributed 0.8% of the money total. And what was going on there?
The interesting thing about these programs is that the federal government actually gave a portion of it to the state government and another portion to local governments with over 200,000 people in their population. I actually did reach out to Denver to figure that out, because you're right. At the end of July, Denver had only reported paying out less than $1 million. And they told me, you know, it just really was a big task to set up this ERAP program for themselves. So they spent July and August contracting out the work. I think, you know, for a city, it was just too big for them to do it with their existing staff. So like this week, actually, they contracted out to their fifth nonprofit agency, the Salvation Army. So this means organizations like the Salvation Army are actually processing the applications of Denver residents and making sure the folks are eligible, making sure the landlords know that, hey, you can't kick this person out for 30 days after you get the money, you know, stuff like that. And when I talked to them yesterday, they said that they're actually now at $2 million in payments. And so that's more than a million was made in August. The hope there is that they are becoming faster with these, the help from the five organizations. And the city itself is also sort of covering some of the payments and sort of, you know, allowing these organizations to pay the monthly rents first before they try to get it reimbursed from the state. So it's supposedly going to speed up the process to get all the payments through.
What happened to people during this time when they weren't getting payments on time, or they applied and heard nothing back?
Yeah. So definitely that's really tough if you were one of these renters and you had a demanding landlord. You may have applied and received approval back a couple months ago. But, you know, I mean, what usually happens if you don't pay your rent, you probably will get a notice saying you've got to pay your rent or I'm going to evict you. And one of the things for a lot of the tenants to fall back on was the national eviction moratorium that was set up by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that gave them some protection, but landlords could find their ways around that. I mean, you know, you weren't protected if the landlord ended your lease and didn't renew it, but you stayed anyway. If you were rowdy or did some sort of criminal activity or something, you could still get evicted. And as it turns out, evictions were still, even with an eviction moratorium, you know, probably 50 to 60, 70% of the evictions were still taking place as they were 2 years ago.
So I've talked to people who have said, I applied for the assistant when it first came out, and I just keep getting letters in the mail saying, oh, you also need this, and you also need this. And right now I can hardly pay rent and I need some kind of help, but I can't get through all of the red tape. What's that
about? So last week, when the Department of Treasury just shared its monthly update on how much the states have paid out, they also decided to change some of the rules. So one of the things was self-attestation, which is this idea that you certify that, hey, I am eligible because of my past income has declined, or I never made that much money. So in the past, those people would have needed to upload their income documents, maybe tax forms or something. And not everyone who is of extreme low income has that information. You know, maybe they didn't file taxes, or maybe their employer went out of business, so they can't easily get those documents anymore. So that's why there's a group of people who just couldn't get the information needed. Or as mentioned, you know, if the landlord wasn't going to help them and provide the information to the state, then they couldn't get the information. And that's why people, thousands and thousands of people have been stuck. And hopefully we'll get that number higher in the weeks to come. And I have to say, it's good timing because, you know, obviously the eviction order's over. And for a lot of people who may be following pandemic unemployment, that ends on Saturday.
So do people need to reapply?
You know, they should go back into their account and see if anything changed. If nothing has changed, they should ask about it. There are different resources out there. Like, I believe there's actually a call number, a hotline for the ERAP program, and they can call that to try to get help. On a side note, if you are facing an eviction, so here in Colorado, no one has decided to extend any eviction protections for residents. State legislator, I haven't heard anything happening over there, but Governor Jared Polis did extend an executive order that goes until, right now it goes until September 6th. So this just gives people who are waiting for this money, it forces the landlord to give them 30 days notice on an eviction instead of the regular 10 days. And from what I hear, the governor's office is telling me it could be extended again on September 6th.
So pandemic unemployment benefits are expiring on Saturday. What does this mean for Coloradans?
So for more than a year, people who have lost a job or had some health concerns so they couldn't go back to work have been able to collect unemployment benefits. And the vast majority of these folks would not have been eligible for any sort of money except thanks to these congressional relief acts that provided, you know, pretty much, you know, almost a full paycheck for some people for more than a year. But that will be the last time they can make that request.
Well, this seems like it might be a train wreck for a lot of Coloradans with, you know, maybe the eviction moratorium will last another 30 days after September 6th. Maybe it won't. But if people stop getting all the money they'd been getting for the last year, it seems like there's going to be a lot of people who don't have enough money to pay rent or food or anything.
Right. It's something that I don't even dare predict what's going to happen. And a couple weeks ago, President Joe Biden said, hey, you know, yes, this is ending. He's not going to extend it. But, you know, states got a lot of federal relief. They could turn some of that money into unemployment help or help for employers, too. So, you know, what I've been writing about a lot is whether there's a labor shortage. And so there's a lot of debate about whether unemployment benefits are aggravating this shortage for workers in nearly every industry. And I hear from business owners every day who say, you know, we're trying to hire people. They're not showing up for interviews. They're not showing up for work. And, you know, I hear the whole gamut. And I have to say several things. Before the pandemic, there were also labor shortages here in Colorado. So, you know, that was in the tech industry, in the construction industry, drivers, you know, we already had some problems. So this probably may not be helping, but I think there are other reasons for these shortages. And, you know, I continue to follow it in my weekly column. So, you know, if your listeners have their own story, I am open to hearing what that is, because I am just fascinated with people telling me, you know, why they decide not to take a job, or why they did, or why they hired someone, or why they didn't, you know, that sort of thing.
Tamara Chung is a business reporter at the Colorado Sun. Tamara, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alexis. It was fun to discuss this topic. Hopefully everyone out there is doing well.